With Ohio's stay-at-home order at an official end, religious houses of worship are exploring how and when to reopen their doors to the public. The COVID-19 pandemic brought about major changes in how people exercise religion and practice faith. Here's a man reading the children's book Goodnight Moon to his child with a twist.
Hey, green room. There was a telephone and a red balloon and a picture of the cow jumping over the moon. And there were three little bears sitting on chairs.
He's chanting the story to the tune of the traditional Jewish cantillation of the Torah. It's one of hundreds of submissions people made to OSU's Religious Sounds Project. One way religious leaders found to bring faith practice outside shuttered houses of worship was through live streaming online. OSU professor Isaac Weiner notes online services inherently come with disrupted flow.
People dropping out, coming back in, glitchy internet service, and all of those sounds of, wait, can you hear me? Wait, can you hear me? Am I still there? Become actually a part of the religious worship service.
Conducting services online also poses an issue of how to truly engage in community.
And so communities have to decide, do we all mute ourselves except for the speaker or the leader, which then reduces communal worship into an experience of more of like a performance of listening to a single individual and then maybe singing on your own in your home.
Despite the issues, it's something people have found helpful. St. Catherine's Catholic Church pastor Father Daniel Dury says offering Mass online has helped people face pandemic-related anxiety and stress.
I can't tell you how many emails, text messages I have received indicating as much, and it was really overwhelming. I guess I underestimated the fruitfulness that these online services would bring to my parishioners.
The Catholic Diocese allowed churches to start offering public Mass on Memorial Day, but churches will look noticeably different to those familiar with the space. Father Dury installed hand sanitizing stations and closed off certain pews around the church to promote hygiene and social distancing. The first Sunday Mass will have a team of greeters welcoming people outside and handing out masks, which are encouraged but not required.
In a sense, they feel like, yeah, I am part of a family that desires me, that welcomes me, that loves me, and we are.
Other churches have no set plan to reopen. On its website, Vineyard Columbus Senior Pastor Rich Nathan says that the church will remain closed at least through the month of May. The message reminds people that church is more about the people than the building.
What if we were more focused on the things we were supposed to be focused on, less on all of the frills of church life? What if, you know, we came through it and we were actually kinder to each other at the end than we were at the beginning?
This weekend was Eid, a religious holiday celebrated by Muslims throughout the world. It marks the end of a fasting period called Ramadan. Noor Islamic Cultural Center is one of the largest mosques in central Ohio. Interfaith and Outreach Director Imran Malik says the mosque is reintroducing services in phases.
Because everybody's aching for it. Everybody has a huge appetite for getting back to that normalcy. But, you know, again, everybody also realizes that how important it is to keep everybody safe.
Phase one will require attendees to pass a temperature check before entering the mosque, to bring their own prayer rugs, and to wear masks during prayer. While worship from home has separated communities, Isaac Weiner from the Religious Sounds Project hopes the collective pandemic experience encourages religious houses to think outside of the box when they reopen.
But I think what Amy and I are really interested and excited about are the ways that this moment is providing an opportunity to rethink what community is and to imagine different ways of being in community.
Adora Namigadde, WOSU News.